In 1933, the nation was reeling from the Great Depression, drought, and unemployment. That year, President Franklin D. Roosevelt's New Deal began putting young, unemployed men to work in a program called the Civilian Conservation Corps. The CCC focused on conservation and construction projects on public lands. In Texas, CCC crews developed 56 state parks. They cut roads and built dams, guest quarters, and spring-fed swimming pools, such as the one at Balmoray State Park. They hand-carved cedar furniture for the Indian Lodge at Davis Mountain State Park, and also developed what is now Big Bend National Park. Herb Meyer of the National Park Service supervised architects on the state projects. Meyer developed a distinctive rustic style designed to blend with natural settings. It borrowed from several other styles, including the low horizontal lines and organic designs of Frank Lloyd Wright, and the arts and crafts movement's attention to handmade details. The rustic style avoided straight lines and sharp angles, and favored muted colors such as browns and grays. It also relied on native materials such as oak and cedar, limestone, and sandstone. Construction techniques were labor-intensive. Some stonework still bears chisel marks. Timbers were rough-hewn. The adobe blocks for the Indian Lodge were made on-site using time-consuming traditional methods. Bastrop State Park is one of the finer examples of CCC craftsmanship. Nestled in an ancient pine forest that was reseeded by the CCC, the park is a designated National Historic Landmark. The central refectory, or dining hall, has exquisite sandstone walls and rectangular columns. Cabins are of stone and timber. The CCC was disbanded in 1942. 31 of the Texas state parks developed by the Corps still exist. Their structures feel solid and permanent. Their craftsmanship and styles link the built environment with natural beauty.